Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Question on the Subaru of New England text line this morning during the break. Odds that Chime shows up tomorrow for the match with Pokemon head covers on his driver.
Be cool.
And three wood.
Well, I'm his caddy.
I'd say pretty high.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Jackson confirmed that he's on your bag?
Oh, God. I guess that's fine. Have you ever caddied before?
No, I've never caddied before.
Okay, all right. You got to get the full Masters caddy, like the full white Masters caddy suit. We'll get that. We'll work on that.
Okay.
Plenty tomorrow. Of parking at Granite Links.
Yes.
How's the weather tomorrow, Curtis?
Oh, good question. Let me check my updated modeling I did over the weekend here. Tomorrow, 58 degrees cloudy. Perfect.
Okay. Not bad. It was wildly windy up there yesterday, so I would actually prefer that Chime has to deal with the wind.
Chime throwing some shade on the Instagram yesterday.
No. I threw shade at him, and then he responded. You mean when he was at the putt-putt place?
Yeah, his shade was worse, to be honest. It was a good comeback.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I have an idea for if Chime loses, no tattoo. He just has to go hatless at the remote.
Stop.
He looks like Costanza when he has his hat on.
Yeah, you gotta just let it go.
When like that national anthem happened to birdies,
like, looks like a young George Costanza.
Well, he's got to go to like Dr. Leonard, or he has to go fully bald.
Yeah, Courtney's spot on. Yeah. Either go to Dr. Leonard and you help him you.
You don't like the Thibodeau?
No, I think he's Thibodeau gorgeous. I think he's gorgeous no matter what he does. But before the wedding, you can't wear a hat for the wedding. So you got to go.
A hat. I mean,
you could do like a Scally cap, I guess.
Well, there have been grooms that have probably worn a baseball hat.
I don't think so.
Or
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, either like Courtney said, go see Dr. Leonard, or just go with the Bruce Willis. Go completely bald.
Bald is beautiful.
Amen.
All right, and then at some point I got to figure out which nine, because we're only playing nine in the match tomorrow. Me v Chime. Which nine is most advantageous?
And it's stroke play or match play?
Well, we went back and forth on that. I'll do whatever he wants. I think it's for the interest of Twitch and for ongoing drama, I think it should be stroke play. Would you not say, Curtis?
Yes. I don't know. I go back and forth because if you have a snowman on one, we could be in for a long day.
But, so what's the one where you just based on you win that hole?
That's match play.
Right. Wouldn't that be the best way to go? Because
then somebody could be like shut out in five holes. So the match would end.
Oh, okay. But what's the likelihood?
But I'm okay with that, too.
What's the likelihood of that happen with somebody going down 5-0 when they're not?
Probably not likely.
Yet. Right. So I think
it would be iconic if it happened. Right. So I'm kind of with.
Yeah.
Why don't we leave it up to our friends at Granite Links, whatever they recommend we do.
Okay. All right. Yes, we will do that. But we will see you there tomorrow for the match and live on Twitch. We got to figure out how to work all of that out.
Yeah.
And anybody doing play-by-play?
We have to meet after because we got to figure out. Doug said we can use his GoPro. He's got two. I think that's the best way to do it. But who's going to go around?
What a flex that is. He has two GoPros?
Yeah.
Oh.
Doug tops off at the end of the road show.
Courtney sent me a photo of that. It was unbelievable.
Well, I think his shirt got wet during the deluge, and then he took his shirt off, which was... I've never done a remote broadcast in 35 years with an engineer who had his shirt off. But that's okay.
No.
I mean, it was nice. All right, anyway, we have leads left. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. If you thought my lead was going to be anything other than Jaylen Brown this morning, you're crazy. I'm not here to make excuses. He came out after the loss that he was playing for the last 2 months with a partially torn meniscus. There's two avenues he can take now when it comes to a surgery. He can either do a removal or a repair, depending on what the training staff wants him to do. There's recovery times for both, but either way, he should be good to go for the beginning of next season. But this for the off season that the Celtics face is tough for Billy Chisholm, because if his goal was to trade Jaylen Brown, which a lot of people speculated it was, does this hurt other teams and what they would offer up for a trade back? I don't want to get rid of Jaylen Brown. I personally don't want to get rid of Jaylen Brown. Let me make that clear. But if we had to, I don't want to give up Jaylen Brown for anything less than what we deserve for Jaylen Brown. So an injured Jaylen Brown to get the money back, I don't want a Scrabine.
Yeah, you won't get a Scrabine's back for Jaylen Brown.
But other teams can look at this as an opportunity to get more in the trade back than what they're willing to give the Celtics. If you're Billy Chisholm and you've got a banged up Jaylen Brown, you have Jason Tatum sitting out all next season, unless you're getting a top caliber player, do not trade Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, but you still, because I don't think the injury is something that's going to be a long term, we don't know if he's going to come back from it. It'll be something that, you know, every injury is major, but this is something that I don't look at and like, oh, this is a massive injury, where other teams would be like, oh, there's a red flag if we get Jaylen Brown.
Other teams can capitalize on it this offseason, though. That's what I'm saying. So if you have a healthy Jaylen Brown and you can get top value for him, that's one thing. If you have a banged up Jaylen Brown who's only getting older and older every year, I understand he's not old, still
28.
In his 20s, but I just say keep him if you're Billy Chisholm, because I don't think that you're going to get the value you once hoped you'd get.
I want your thoughts on this morning, because there are serious decisions ahead for the Celtics. They are going to owe, when it comes to payroll, 12 guys $250 million next season if they stood pat there. And they're going to owe about the same when it comes to the luxury tax. So that's $500 million. And I could have, we talked a lot about it before the Tatum injury. I guess I could have seen the new ownership group, if they had won it this season and they had a chance to three-peat, maybe being willing to stand pat on that $500 million plus due. But I don't think I certainly don't think they will going forward. So I need to know what you think should be done and what is going to be done with the Boston Celtics this morning. So, all right, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right,
hello.
So, Greg, to kind of answer that question, or, you know, kind of jump on board with what you say, my lead is this is the biggest offseason that in recent years that I can look at any organization locally having to deal with, in the sense of where do you go from being a potential team that was supposed to go back-to-back championships, won a championship last year, to now what are you now going to become after this offseason as we all sit around here and wait. Like, I don't think Billy Chisholm, or even if Wick was there, looks and goes, all right, we run it back, this team's good enough to win a championship. I think that you got to see, you know, what this team is without Jason Tatum. And just
not good.
And with just Jaylen Brown, it's unfortunately, it's not going to be a team that can, you know, could you get to the playoffs? Sure, but, you know, what are you going to do? Maybe a round or two? And the expectations are championship around here. So, like, off-season-wise, I don't think I've ever, recent years, been in a situation as a fan to see what is going to happen from a championship contender team to what it's going to look like come next season. And I'm with the blow it all up in the sense of whether you want to just keep Jaylen Brown and then move on from all the other players, or if you want to move on from Jaylen Brown and Porzingis and everybody else, where next year you almost become a lottery team for 1 year to give you the ability to kind of get back into it when Tatum gets back the following season. I'm with that. I have no problems with that because I don't think this team is good enough if you bring everybody back to be able to make a run. And if you're the owner, why would you want to spend almost $500 million for a team that gets bounced in the first or second round?
Yeah.
So I think we've probably saw the last of this championship team moving forward here.
Yeah. All right.
Can I just add one more thing? Because I'm seeing people, you have to match salaries for the trade, blah, blah, blah. Just because somebody has a match salary doesn't mean it's the same caliber player. I'm sorry. Just because you're going to find another player that can match Jaylen Brown's salary doesn't mean you have the hustle or the leadership. I know everybody hates when I say that. Or the style of play that Jaylen Brown has. So that's where I come from.
But I was reading something else where, like, you don't necessarily have to match salaries. And I don't, we need, like, a cap specialist on that. But there's ways that they say you can to lower payroll without having to bring in match salaries and that kind of thing. But I don't know. But they obviously, Shams is saying the Celtics are going to have to do something to lower it. Yeah. And he would know better than all of us, you know, when it comes to that.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy. Thank you very much.
You got it, brother.
I'm just going to push my lead to the next break. Because there's some audio that comes with it, and it's over a minute. But the audio is very important, Curtis. So
I love it.
When we get to my lead over the weekend, Bill Belichick explained CC Gate and why the University of North Carolina will not be a part of Hard Knocks. And so I want to get to that coming up. And also, I stand corrected. And thank you to, obviously, an old show listener, Summertime Shime, in the Twitch chat. I did experience when it comes to producers or engineers, I did experience, unfortunately, a fully nude spaz when we did our show at Hedonism in Jamaica for the entire morning.
Unfortunately.
That must have been a show.
Well, I obviously...
How long were you there for?
Four hours.
You're only there for four.
We were at Hedonism for 3 days.
Oh man, the stories that you must have for that.
And
one.
Yeah, he was naked. Where? Like he
was naked producing the show.
But
in the morning.
But full frontal.
Everybody goes naked at Hedonism.
Don't act like you don't know what Hedonism is.
I do know what it is. But was his panoose out for four?
Yes, it was. He is what we call a grower, not a shower.
Right. The stories that
unfortunately for him.
That's shocking, really.
Boy, those stories must be wild.
Spaz gives BDE, though. He does. Yes, he does. I'm a woman. He gives BDE.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does.
Really?
The way in which he talks with such, like, his confidence is through the roof. He has BDE.
Anyway. Wow. All right. So thank you for the correction. And here is Courtney now with what is trending.
What a show.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Celtics were eliminated on Friday as the Knicks took care of them easily in Game 6. 119-81 was your final. After the loss, it did come out that Jaylen Brown was playing with a partially torn meniscus. Here's Brown on losing to the New York Knicks.
Losing to the Knicks, you know, feels like death. But, you know, I was always taught that there's life after death, so we'll get ready for whatever's next in the journey, I'll be ready for.
Yeah, we can't use that as an excuse because the game before, everybody was like, oh, Jaylen Brown can put this team on his back. He looked amazing, blah, blah, blah. Can't use it. Your Tatum don't get the excuse of Game 7 against the Heat when he rolled his ankle, so you can't use it.
We had a Game 7 yesterday. The Thunder move on to the Western Conference Finals with a 125-93 win over the Nuggets, so the stage is set for the next round. The Thunder will take on the Timberwolves in the West, while the Knicks take on the Pacers in the East. The Red Sox fell to the Braves 10-4 at Fenway yesterday, but not without a Rafi Devers grand Grand Slam. This coming off his first walk-off homer on Saturday. A good weekend for Devers despite Sunday's loss. The guys have a home series with the Mets starting tonight, 6:45 first pitch. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. And in the NHL, it's Panthers Hurricanes in the East and Jets Stars in the West. Scottie Scheffler won the PGA Championship at 11 under. It was Scottie's first PGA Championship and his third major win. And that was brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Another sign that golf is struggling is what Greg brought up earlier about Rory. Like, if that's 15 years ago and it's Tiger, it is the biggest story in sports.
Right?
Rory just dodges the media the whole weekend. They don't talk about it with Jim Nance at Quail Hollow. Unbelievable.
Can I help out real quick because I don't want people to get confused? Were you giving Jet Stars score?
No.
Or Western Conference's Stars Oilers?
Stars Oilers, sorry.
Yeah, that was just...
Stars just finished. Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't know. I just wanted to...
My apologies.
That's all right.
I apologize.
53 degrees in Boston. It feels brisk, though. 43, afternoon high, 60...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You can watch this show on YouTube or on Twitch every day where it is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers, and they will make your diamond buying experience a pleasurable one. The team at Springer's will answer all of your questions and share the best pricing that you will find in all of New England. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It is worth the visit. Trust me. Go see springersjewelers.com to learn more. We are going to get to They Said It coming up in just a little bit. And then the news with Courtney at 7:45. But I got to get to my lead. And it was interesting over the weekend. Bill Belichick was on The Pivot with Ryan Clark and answered a couple questions about Jordan. Questions about what Jordan actually does, why Jordan was CC'd on every email. And I found this interesting. So here's the way that went.
Coach, in a lot of what you do, and I'm sure, you know, in part of this book, it's maybe spoken about, it's don't be a distraction, right? And there are former players of yours and media members who are saying because of your current relationship, you may be or may have become that. How are you staying focused on football as the main thing to make sure that that's not something that's happening?
Yeah, that's what I do, as I stay focused on football. And yeah. Some of the other opportunities that come along, you know, Jordan looks at those and can dig into them a little bit deeper. But really, what she does helps me spend my time on football, and that's what's important to me.
For specifics for people, because I believe that this is definitely one of those questions that are out there, and people are making up their own stories, creating their own narrative. What does Jordan actually do for you that allows you to do your job? What are her actual job responsibilities?
Well, nothing with North Carolina. That would be number one. It would be personal opportunities. Could be a speaking thing. It could be appearance on this or talk about that, or somebody wants whatever it happens to be, an autographs or that type of thing. And so, you know, she would kind of help organize that for me.
And one of the first things that came out was when North Carolina sent me emails saying, like, these people want to talk to you, these people want to talk to you, these people want to talk to you, these people want to talk to you. I sent back an email, can you please copy Jordan on these requests? Right? So that, you know, she could at least, like, filter through them, because there was nobody. We didn't have a sports information guy. That was taken, because all emails are shared in publicly, that was taken as Jordan's running the sports information department.
Yes.
And gotcha. That also led to the narrative, which is like totally, she's not doing it. I mean, there was nobody that helped me sort them out. So I was asking her to do that.
Okay. So,
it's a good explanation.
She's his momager.
Yes.
Or girlfriendager. Like how.
Exactly.
You know. I have a question. Did the Patriots have a sports information guy? Stacey James?
Yes, they did. Yes.
So yeah. Why was she on emails with the Patriots?
I don't know. Great question.
That would have been a great follow up.
Yeah. I mean, so that's kind of what she's like filtering the appearances for.
Right.
Hey, right. Bill, this one right. wants you to do right. an appearance and right. autograph.
So she comes running in a bikini and says, "Hey, can you sign this football for yes. these kids in Iowa?" Okay. All right.
But she picks and chooses. So she is, you have to get through her to get to him if you want to do any right. type of interview. Like that's.
Okay. Hey, hey, Bill, Ben Affleck wants you in his commercial right. for Dunkin' Donuts. Jordan mm-hmm. says, hey, Ben wants you in it. Any chance I could pop in there too real
correct.
Quick? Sure thing, Jordan.
He also went on to say that she had nothing to do with the decision about Hard Knocks. That was based all on the fact that a college football program is not similar to the NFL. You're not going to be cutting guys. They're
right.
not going to be there's not going to be the drama there. And so that's why he did not want to be a part of the Hard Knocks program. So
well, technically, Bill
so
might,
why did they start filming?
Right.
Bill might have to clean up on his college football guideline book because nowadays you technically can't cut players because you can only have 105. So if you have more than that, you have to have that number down. I believe it's by the time maybe fall camp starts or some of the walk-ons or other guys, you have to let them know that they didn't make
and
the team.
And the cuts are literally 5 to 15 minutes of one episode of Hard Knocks. right? Like they all show the big, they follow them in. The head coach and the GM say, hey, we're hoping to get you off the practice squad. If you don't get claimed, thanks for what you did. Like that's literally a fraction of one episode of one season of Hard Knocks.
But they do a lot of
do they ask any follow-ups on this thing?
No, not on the pivot. Because it's Ryan Clark, it's Channing Crowder, and Fred Taylor. So you could already tell the way he was like, the nervousness in his voice, like, hey, coach, you know. Just because there's a lot of narrative being pushed out there. I don't believe in it. What does she actually do? Well, Ryan, you know, there's a whether somebody says, hey, Bill, we need an autograph, I run it by Jordan.
Do you think Jordan is okay with the explanation that Bill gave about what she does?
She signed off on that.
Believe
she
that.
Is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
She is still in control somehow. I am shocked. She is still in control.
It's crazy the amount, after she came in third for Miss Maine, the amount, like the Cut did a full tell-all about being with her for the entire weekend. The New York Times did something with her. I mean,
okay.
People are interested.
Well, now we know she's a momager.
Yeah, she is.
Well, people are interested in her as long as she's related to Bill. The second that stops, the story stops.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They...
Don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law. They would like to honor those who built this city, whether they build or drive or care for those who live in this city. Please nominate your hero today when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where should we start this morning, Jackson?
We start with Celtics-Knicks. Obviously, we all know what happened on Friday night. And Mikal Bridges was asked about it and about why they didn't really celebrate much. And let's hear what he had to say.
Looking at the videos of what the fans were like outside, but it didn't look like a crazy celebration for you guys on the court today. Is that because this is a part of like a stepping stone? Or
There's just more to go. You know, we're not done. That's what it is. And we came out there tonight and, you know, play hard, handle business. But like I said, our season's not over.
Biggest loser city in America, chasing a solo Pacer fan through the streets of Manhattan.
Hitting them with trash.
You absolute clowns. Losers. Oh, my God. Pathetic. Just pathetic. The whole New York aura sucks.
Be careful of walking around with a Pacers jersey when there's 15,000 Knicks fans around you.
Who's your favorite Nick? John Starks?
He was a good one. Starks was a good one.
I love Oakley.
I'd probably say Pat Ewing.
Yep.
With a healthy Jason Tatum, would the Celtics have won this series?
No.
I mean.
No, Curtis.
They were down 3-1.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you blew games 1 and 2, 20-point leads, so I don't know. To me, this is the biggest choke job by any sports, local sports team when it comes to expectations on what we expect, and then you choking it away in the second round.
Biggest choke job ever?
Yeah, I don't think.
In the city?
Hands down. I don't think there's another team where you would go, they choked the whatever.
2007 Patriots, Wiggy. That's the biggest choke in the history of sports. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but in 06, though, they didn't win a Super Bowl.
07, they were the best team in NFL history.
No, I get it. But the expectations of, like, 07 undefeated season, it kind of, like, shocked us. But the expectations of this Boston Celtics team going into this season was, can they do something that hasn't been done in the NBA since the Golden State Warriors, I forget of what years they were. Can they repeat? And then... You know, not only could they repeat,
people were talking three-peat.
Right. Like, so the choke.
Dynasty.
The choke job that, listen, I would say the game, Curtis, maybe I give you the biggest choke job.
It's its own category. I still think about it and I want to throw up. Like, I can't see a play from that game. That is like the darkest sports day.
Right, and I think it's because it was the championship, it was the Super Bowl, and I understand what
it was after Spygate. It was after everybody saying everything you did was fake and
cheating. I understand that, but your expectations, and then and I know, Courtney, you bring this up, you lose to a team that you dominated in the regular season, and not only do you lose to that team, you're up by 20 in games one and two.
Yes.
And the expectations were cruising. Can you imagine if the Celtics did what they were supposed to do? You'd be playing the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. It'd be like, all right, you should walk right into the finals.
I would even say the Bruins losing Game 7 at home to the Blues in Bennington is a bigger choke than this series.
No, well, that's what I said. I said that choke was pretty bad. But Wiggy,
but you got there. Like,
you got there, but it almost hurts more.
No.
You get there and you lose a game seven. But Wiggy's so right. You're up 20, and not to mention you're up 20 at home in games one and two. Momentum is all going your way, and to choke that way, it's not an upset. It was a complete choke job.
And we're talking about repeat. So, like, there was a lot of NBA analysts out there that had the Celtics winning, and
All we talked about was how everybody hated the Celtics. Now they all thought they were great. We have to make up our mind.
No. There was a lot
That's a
good
of point.
There was a lot of people that had the Celtics winning again.
Well, they should have beaten the Knicks. Absolutely, it was a bad loss. But you cannot compare to me the 07 Patriots standalone. And I don't think the real choke. If you want to compare seasons, this to me reminds me more of the 06 Patriots, where you were up 21-3 to the Colts. If you get past the Colts in the AFC Championship, you dominate the Bears and Rex Grossman in the Super Bowl. If the Celtics got past the Knicks, the path to a championship was pretty easy in that regard. But I wouldn't say that's the biggest choke.
Yeah, for me it is, because your expectations were through the roof.
This is Rob from Swampscott. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how about a four-game choke? 1978 Red Sox going into the last series of the season with a three-game lead over the Yankees, four-game series with the Yanks, and the Yanks sweep them and take the AL East by one game. That is the biggest choke.
Okay.
After the 78 loss, Greg, did you do your show pantsless, or were you?
I was not on the radio yet, Curtis. I was only 12 years old. Right. I probably said something about it on my show in the garage with my turntables. what's next, Jackson?
Next, sticking to the Celtics, Scal said this whole ending of the season was probably fitting.
Like, this is probably fitting, maybe, for the Celtics to go out like this, because there's probably times where they made it, maybe cheated the game a little bit, you know, in the way that they approach this series.
What does he mean by that?
Well, I think he means that I'm assuming that he means that you're cheating by relying only on three-pointers.
Uh-huh.
Is that what he's saying there?
I'm confused, because I like to listen to Scal after games, whether they win or lose. I think that he's very honest.
Right.
But he basically, throughout this entire series, was saying that they're way better than the Knicks. They're going to be fine. They're going to be good. They're going to be able to do this. So now to say that they cheated.
Sounds like he's moonwalking.
Well, I don't know.
I think he might have been sweep. Like, I was gentleman sweep. And I think there were some people sweep. There's no moonwalking in. You're up 20. Mm-hmm. You blew this series. Yeah. You choked it up. There's no they probably
Knicks wanted it more.
Yeah, and you and then unfortunately Tatum gets hurt. But even when Tatum got hurt, you went out there and showed that you still could beat the team. And then when the game that you need the most, you get your head basically stomped in on the curb.
What's next, Jackson?
Kristaps Porzingis, wow, that was bad. Talking about being happy for the Knicks.
Honestly, the support from the Knicks fans was through the roof tonight and all throughout the playoffs. Unbelievable fans, unbelievable city. And there's a side of me that's very, very happy. That's very happy for them. Whoa. I wish them nothing but the best. They're class players that we played against, and they've done great things, and I wish them nothing but success.
Unless you're wearing a Pacers jersey, they're not that classy. But
he's the one guy I hope they come find out what's going on with him, because he won't have any trade value whatsoever based on whatever he's dealing with.
COVID.
Yeah, I think differently of Jaylen Brown, because I think that most teams will look and go, okay, this is something minor. He'll be good to go for the regular season, so you'll still get massive value for him. But Porzingis, no one knows what's going on. I don't know if you want to trade for a guy like that and then he can't play the majority of the season.
What a precipitous fall, though. A year ago, roughly, we were at Springfield for game one, and Porzingis is draining threes from half court.
Right.
And he's on top of the city. I said maybe NBA Finals MVP.
Right.
And yeah. now
he can't, like, run five steps without, you know, sucking wind.
Oh, right. My God. He played, what did he play, like 11 minutes the entirety of that game?
Yeah.
And he's gassed the whole entire time?
Right.
It's kind of scary that if they can't figure it out.
Right.
I don't know if he's not being honest or whatever, but.
But who knows? But you're not going to get anything for him if they don't figure out what's going on with him.
It's also not the first time that he's missed a significant part of the season due to an injury or something like
right,
that.
But
so he's a guy who's dealt with a lot.
But if it's like a foot injury, you know what the issue is.
But if it's over and over and over again.
He's always been injury prone. He blew his knee out. Mm-hmm. But like those injuries, you know, this is like the mystery ailment, like where he can't even tell us what's going on.
Greg, if you lose tomorrow in the match, maybe you can say it was an unknown respiratory illness.
Right. Long Noro.
Do you think you could say jet lag, even though it was an hour ahead?
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe. I'm telling you.
It does confuse Nink, so, I mean.
I could not hit a ball to save my life yesterday. Mm. It's terrifying me.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
You going to play today?
I might go out. I'm going to go to the range, I think, today. I got to get to the range.
Are you going to carb load tonight?
You were wearing shoes, which was a step up at the driving range.
No,
so.
I got rid of the flip-flops because I suffered severe calf pain for most of the week last week.
It's shocking to watch you.
I know.
You got to play today because you got to get the bad performance of the last time you played out of your head. If not, you're going to be like, man.
I know.
You're going to be thinking about it.
Right. Two specimens meet at Granite Lakes tomorrow. Who will prevail?
Right. This is like the battle of the sexes, Curtis, between Billie Jean King and Bobby, whatever his name was.
The battle of the sexiest.
It's the grizzled old veteran,
right,
versus the young, cocky upstart. Tomorrow.
We should do. I hope Keefe does keys to victory for both of you guys on Jones and Keefe today.
Yes. Yes. All right, that's it when it comes to They Said It. Thank you, Jackson. We will get to Courtney and today's news next, including how creepy is it and what I'm guessing that what a man did in the North End on Friday night might mean that you ladies should avoid the open-toed sandals for the rest of.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports,
Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The summer.
Three women had to be saved by firefighters, fishermen, and bystanders when their car plunged into Harbor Cove in Gloucester yesterday morning.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it happened before 11 a.m. when there was a screech. All of a sudden, people saw a car flying through the air off the pier landing. The car was upside down, partially submerged, trapping the women who were all in seatbelts, thank God. But they were able to be saved. Here's William Buddy Doucette, an off-duty firefighter who helped out on BZ.
It's fight or flight. You either run towards the incident or you run away. I've always been the person that runs towards it. I can honestly say that being there saved three people.
It's navigation, definitely.
No.
I've done that before. I never drove into a lake. I believe it was speeding. Well, I never driven into a lake, but there'll be plenty of times where the navigation is telling you one thing, but you're looking at it and you're like, wait a second, is it that turn?
Well, I think they were in a parking lot at, like, and then just went over the edge. I mean, it doesn't seem like it was a nav issue, but I mean, maybe.
I'm telling you.
Did you see the video over the weekend? I was in Maine, but there was a car that drove over the boardwalk at Castle Island.
Oh.
And was on, it was like a Highlander driving on the beach side off of the boardwalk. Mm. Like it had driven onto the beach.
Oh my God.
It does get a bit confused. I mean, I wouldn't be confused, but for people that aren't from the area, because they have a lot of cars that do, like, trucks that have to drive around Castle Island but they work there. They're like working trucks. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yeah. The city of Boston, yes. Department of Public Works.
Yeah.
Type things.
Yeah.
But this was an actual person in a car.
Right. An investigation is underway on what caused the Mexican Navy tall ship to crash into the Brooklyn Bridge Saturday night. These videos are nuts. Mitch has it if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube. Two sailors unfortunately died in the crash while more than a dozen were injured. Here's one witness.
Like, we saw clearly that the mast was too high, and we saw people unfortunately dangling. There were people on the mast, like, there were people, like, all standing on the mast. They were, like, holding lights. Obviously, when the mast got hit, there were people dangling, and I think, you know, at least one or two people we saw, like, fall down.
Jesus. That was awful.
Awful.
When that happened. And they think maybe the ship lost power.
Which we've seen before. Recently.
Poor guys just hanging up there and you said two of them passed away.
Two died.
12 were injured?
Over a dozen injured.
Wow.
Why are they up there if you don't, like, what's the purpose of being up there? Is that part of
it? It's like part of the show or whatever. Like, have you never been to the tall ships? They will be in Boston once again this summer.
Is that the ones that park over by in Charlestown?
yes, they do.
But I didn't know people were up on those flagpoles. Yeah, whatever.
A lot of pomp and circumstance.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. But an investigation is underway. Police are searching for an axe-wielding man who attacked another driver on Comm Ave in Brighton on Saturday night. The video of this is crazy. It happened after the car crashed into a tree, and that's when the other man took either a hatchet or a small axe and started taking it to the crashed car and chasing the driver. The driver of the crashed car told police he had been encroached upon in traffic by a pickup truck in the area of Cambridge Street. The driver said he was chased and forced off the road by the other driver's dangerous driving, which caused him to crash.
Yeah.
Police are asking the public for their help to identify the other man. Here's a witness speaking to NBC 10 Boston.
Definitely a nerve-wracking situation, I'd say. I mean, you know, some guy running around with a hatchet around BU is not really ideal.
Damn.
Yeah.
A society with mental issues.
He was pissed.
Yeah. So the suggestion would be that he was suffering from road rage.
Yes.
Forced this person into that tree there.
Yep.
And then got out with the axe and attacked the car.
Correct.
Like,
and chased the driver.
Oh, damn.
Somebody Hopefully somebody can identify him because he obviously needs help.
Right.
Wow, that's terrifying.
Yeah, really scary.
The guy just happens to have an axe with him in his vehicle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have something in your vehicle, Greg, because you can't trust these cycles and road rages.
Former President Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Mm. His personal office released a statement yesterday saying, quote, last week, President Joe Biden was seen for a new finding of a prostate nodule after experiencing increased urinary symptoms. On Friday, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer characterized by Gleason score of 9. That's a grade group 5 with metastasis on the bone.
Damn.
So really, really sad.
Yeah. Joe Biden had a couple years ago in a speech had said that he had cancer. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Yeah, 2022.
And the White House, I think, had said it was a mistake that he said that.
But, oh, okay.
I mean, that would be something that the American public should have been informed about, I would assume. I mean, if you listen, I'm not a doctor, but if you listen to doctors, they say when it comes to prostate cancer, to get to the point that it's at now where it's metastasized into the bone, mm-hmm. it's a very lengthy illness. It takes a long time to get to that point.
So yeah.
I'm assuming that he had it for a long period of time.
Right. I think when it comes to urinary issues, though, I've told you guys about my mother-in-law and they kept telling her she had a UTI over and over again. Right. And I understand she's not the president of the United States. And I would assume that doctors around the president would test you for everything. But we're in Boston and she was getting a false diagnosis over and over again. And she ended up having ovarian cancer. So right. I can see how when it comes to urinary issues that can lead to a diagnosis like this, sometimes it can be misdiagnosed.
Yeah, but even if he does know about it, why does he have to tell the public people? I mean,
because the president of the United States, they have their doctor gives every year there's a physical and they give an update.
A public report on the physical.
Oh, okay. Is that what they do? Yep. Even if so, if like, you know, you're dealing with ailments like that, they'll say, all right.
There are people that would like to know from a voting perspective.
As long as you can do your job. Right. Well, aren't there people who do their job with cancer every day?
Yeah, there are.
So, I mean, if he can still do his job and, you know, whether or not, I mean, is prostate cancer going to affect how he does his job every day?
No. You could die tomorrow by getting hit by a car. So for people saying, is he
the president can't really die by getting hit by a car.
Okay. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
You could have a heart attack tomorrow.
Or an aneurysm or whatever.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
Right. But like when the president of the United States choked on a pretzel and fell down, we all knew about it because George Bush was president of the United States. He choked and went to the doctors and they reported it immediately.
Well, no, I didn't know. Like, I didn't know that the doctors, I thought, you know, like anybody else, I didn't know the doctors, even if you were the president, could report.
They
isn't that like
they
a HIPAA report, violation?
No. They report on the physical. They release the physical of the president of the United States every year.
All right.
And they did not mention this in his last physical report, which some people are questioning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Certainly wish him the best, though.
Yes.
Cancer is the worst. Get well soon.
Yep.
Yes, it is. Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And we will get to the rest of the news, including how creepy is it and what went on in the North End on Friday night, which means that you might want to go full shoe, ladies, for the near future. So we'll get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is,
whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.